Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He doesn't want this smoke.
Up to speed, the two voices you hear are that of Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney.
Big balls.
He doesn't want this smoke.
Sal Licata, our overnight host. Brandon Tierney, half our midday team of Tiki and Tierney. It all started when Tiki and Tierney were having a discussion about Dan Quinn for Giants head coach. And Brandon said that Dan Quinn had great success in Atlanta. That video was posted on the WFAN account. Sal Licata, our overnight host, who happens to be an Atlanta Falcons fan and hates Dan Quinn's guts, saw this video, tweeted, and said, when exactly did Dan Quinn have great success with the Atlanta Falcons? Brandon Tierney did not respond. Sal then on the overnight show called out Brandon and said, hey, you didn't respond. What you said was foolish. And the reason why Brandon didn't respond on Twitter was that he didn't want this smoke, is what he said. He doesn't want this smoke. So right there, we've got a schism. We've got a budding rivalry between the two. Then it continued when we brought it to light and we asked Brandon Tierney to respond. Both Boomer and I went into the studio where Tiki and Tierney were prepping for their show to ask Brandon to respond to Sal. Brandon would not. Said, I'm trying to get a show off the ground here. I will not respond to Sal Licata. This is what you guys do. I don't get involved in stuff like this. And even said something along the lines to us like, hey, I don't know why Sal's got a problem with me. When Sal got the full-time overnight job, I texted him congratulations. To what I basically said to that was, this is nothing to do with any of that. This is a sports argument. Like, Sal wants to have a sports argument with you, and you're refusing to do so.
Small balls.
So it ended on Friday. We have a big playoff weekend. We're talking about that. But Sal did yesterday morning address it on his show. And it all got started when he heard one of these new promos that we play for the shows. You know, where it's like, it's Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. So he heard that, and then that got him going a little bit.
Home of Tiki and Tierney 10-2.
I'm not saying that his fastball's still 99 miles per hour, but how about being a little thankful for the dynasty? Are you kidding me? That would be like somebody called us up and taking a dump on Joe Torre. I'd say, meet me outside of 345. I'm going to beat the crap out of
you. Oh, all right.
Wow.
So Sal hears this.
Okay.
Meet me outside of 345 and I'll beat the crap out of you.
And sits on it through a 4-minute break.
So it's 4-minute overnight break. Sal hears this, sits on, and then comes out of the break with this.
Well, that was an interesting promo before the break. Sal Licata back on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Apparently, we last signed off the air on Friday morning. I wake up on Friday to like 20 texts and messages. Hey, you got to listen to the morning show and this and that. And what are you going to fight Brandon Tierney? I was like, wow, what's going on here? Waking up at noon all groggy to all those text messages. Look, here's the thing. And I'll say this once, and I'm not going to address it again. I saw what I felt to be a foolish sports take. I called Brandon out on it. I called him out on Twitter on it. He didn't respond. I brought it up on the air. That is it. It is nothing personal. I have no issues with BT. It was an issue with what he said about Dan Quinn, which I found to be factually incorrect. He did not care to debate it, although I guess based on that promo, he wants to fight people outside of Hudson Street 345, but he doesn't respond to my tweet or to me on the air as far as what I said about Dan Quinn. It was not debating anything personally. It's not calling him out, trying to make him look foolish. He said something that I took issue with, and I wanted to right the wrong. That's it. It's a sports debate, and I'm ready to have that debate whenever. He didn't want to have it. That's fine. We move on. But to take it personally and take it way too seriously, you know, that's a little bit of an issue. And to bring up, oh, well, I texted Licata when he got the overnight gig. Yeah, and I texted BT when he got the midday gig. And guess what happened? He never responded back until I saw him probably weeks later, if not a month later, in the studios and said, oh, yeah, yo, I texted you about that. Oh, really? Oh, what's your number again? So don't make it like we're boys and you texted me and you did some great courtesy because I got the overnight gig. I texted you back as well. And I've known Brandon a long time, dating back to 2010 when I first worked with him at the Wheelhouse. It is not personal. Now, you want to take it like that, that's a different story. It was a sports debate where he said something foolish about Dan Quinn. I called him out on it. You can't handle that? I don't know what to tell you, but it's not personal. Never was.
Oh, boy.
He did dumb guy voice for Brandon. You know when you go dumb guy voice, that's a sign of disrespect.
That's true. That's
like, don't say something like, ooh. You know when you do dumb guy voice? Like Al does dumb guy voice for the callers. Like, a guy's calling up going, oh, we should change the overnight rules.
Phil Simms does that.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. Phil Simms does dumb guy voices. People come up to me in the street and say, it's dangerous.
Phil Simms gets mad when other people are questioning on other stations.
Sure.
Quarterbacks that he has supported over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. But what he does is, because he doesn't respect those people, he does dumb guy voice.
Right, exactly.
Really? Oh, what's your number again?
See,
that is definitely.
Oh, really? Oh, what's your number again?
Yeah, that's taking a shot at him without question. You know, the other thing, too, is like Sal and BT could never meet here at 3:45 because Sal's never here.
No, that's not true. He's been coming in.
Oh, now he's coming in. I have not seen him.
It's been a few days.
But he did come in a couple times.
He did twice.
A couple times.
Wednesday, Thursday, then off Friday. You know, Friday. Come on.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why come in on a Friday?
Yeah, I was saying where...
Was it here Monday or Tuesday?
A lot of American companies are going to a 4-day work week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like who?
I was just reading it the other day. 4-day work week is a big thing for morale these days.
You know, it would be a big thing for morale, a 1-day work week. It would be a big thing for morale.
Is Odyssey one of those?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, most of the staff is not here, so how do you even know?
Yeah, who knows what's working, what's not working.
So, anyway, so there you go. That is the latest with the Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney thing. I mean, and, you know, Sal was basically trying, it was weird because he was half trying to squash the thing, but then half added fuel to the fire there. He was like, that's the end of it. I'm only going to address it once. It's a sports debate. It's nothing personal. But then he went dumb guy voice on him.
Oh, really? Oh, what's your number again?
Oh, yeah.
He did a little of that. And he goes, it's an issue that you've taken this personally.
That would annoy me.
If someone did that with your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Boomer said, this is what happens in an NFL game. I'm a quarterback.
Yeah, it's one thing if they work for another company or another station, but, you know, they're working on the same station. That
and they
bother me.
Hit you with dumb guy voice?
Yeah.
Like, I heard Boomer in the morning go, oh, I don't know about the overtime rules.
that would upset me. If I were Brandon Tierney, I'd be upset.
He doesn't want any part of it, though. He really does not.
Small balls.
I mean, I don't know if it's a small balls thing, because I don't look at Tierney as a small ball guy.
He's a brass ball guy.
He seems to be.
Could be like he feels. This is me saying this. Maybe he feels Sal's just so far beneath him. It's not even worth it.
Yeah, I mean there could be a little bit of that
Coke Pepsi type of thing.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
not
exactly.
Even more like a Coke and Mr. Pibb
or Kirsch Cola.
Yeah, Cot Cola. I remember used to sell that.
CNC.
Yeah, I mean it could be that.
Or it's like cream soda.
But it also seemed when we went in to talk to Brandon that day that it was also like because they were just starting the show, that a distraction like this was not good for them getting off the ground type of thing.
Well, they were getting ready for Kevin James. Right, Al?
I mean, there's just...
That's correct.
Yeah. There's so much bald guy crime these days.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Sal to Tierney, and now the Al to Tiki and Tierney.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
all bald guy crime. It's really...
What's wrong with you guys?
I mean, what's happening here? I guess there's just so many bald guys at the radio station, it's unavoidable.
We all have anger being bald.
That's where it comes from?
This is a hair world.
Now, did you reach out to anybody on that show other than the tweets that you had about the Kevin James thing?
Well, like Sal, I was trying to bait them into a debate about it, and no one responded to my tweets. So later on, Pete Hoffman, the Hoff, Porno Pete, reached out to me. He goes, and he just wrote, Kevin James! Exclamation point. So I said, whose idea was that? He said, it was my idea, but they liked it. I go, well, why do it on Monday after divisional weekend? And he said, well, that was the only day it was available. Oh, well, then too bad. Then get lost, Kevin James.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you got to say, it's unfortunate. If you really wanted Kevin James on, you got to say, this is not something we could do.
And I said, I even said it there, not to join Team Sal here, but I said, you know, Brandon should know better than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Pete's a newer sports producer, but Brandon should know. You can't put that guy on. You just can't.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you say that Pete's a newer sports producer.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes.
I feel like he's been around forever. Hasn't he been doing? He was working with Steve for years.
Oh, right.
I mean, I feel like he's been here for a long time.
I still know him as Porno Pete from K-Rock, so I don't know.
Sifting through all the pornography.
Yeah. In Al's world, he's only been here a month, because That's only when Al's been seeing him every day.
Yeah.
So in Al's reality, he's new.
But he has, I am right about this, right?
At least 5 years.
I think it's got to be longer than that.
But it's still, it always comes down to the host.
Sure. Like, the host could say, hey, this was something we want or something we don't want.
Correct.
So, is this something that you've discussed with our program director, Spike Essigen? Because it seems like you're involving yourself in programming decisions.
Well, my problem is there's too many, like, with Twitter and everything, I see too much. And I can't help myself. Like, I get angry. So I see that, like, I didn't have the program on because I'm trying to take a break from so much sports radio, but I see it on Twitter with a beautiful graphic flashing, Kevin James, Kevin James.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kevin James, the hell are we doing? I couldn't help myself.
You texted it to us.
I texted to you guys. I barely got a response. I texted Sal. No response.
Yeah, no, I wrote back to you. What do you mean barely a response? I wrote back to you that he was on a Zoom call and the audio was even pretty bad.
I tried multiple times on Twitter to get something going. I was not getting any traction.
I mean, do you think that for 1 minute, that text that you sent me yesterday, that I was even remotely interested in it?
No. Well, interested, yes. Firing back something, no. But you probably got a good chuckle out of it.
I did get a catch. I said, why is he... Why are you engrossing yourself
in their show? Then I put on Carton and Roberts. They're talking to Jay Glazer in a shower. It sounds like he's in a shower. I'm like, what? I can't get away from this.
You know what I equate this to when you get on these types of things?
Yeah.
It's like when I see my dog eat its own puke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why are you doing that?
Right, and then they puke right back up again and go right back into it.
And then I go, that's right. He just can't help
can't
himself.
Can't help myself, right. So I was like, I almost contemplated unfollowing on social media WFAN.
I think
Carton
that would help
Roberts.
You. I think that would help you.
I also like to feel like I'm always critiquing, which I enjoy doing.
You love it. You love a good critique.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt
about
that.
I want to debate with people. Like, I want to be able to go down the hallway to Brandon and go, let's debate Kevin James.
So why don't you?
He's interested.
But like, you haven't tried, though.
I think it's a healthy debate.
No, sure. It is. I mean, I think that this, more so Brandon would be willing to debate than the Sal thing. I think the Sal thing he took more personally.
Yeah.
This, I think it's because you didn't knock anything he said. It's not like if you had come on and been like, man, that question that Brandon asked to Kevin James was the dumbest question I ever heard, something like that, then maybe. Your problem is with putting the guest on.
Yeah, and I did write to Spike about guests saying that. I feel like we are undervaluing WFAN. We are giving away free promotion to, you know, let's be honest, the C-list celebrity, Kevin James. For him to promote something, like, pay us. Like, we're putting you on. Let's run that in place of a six-minute commercial break. You pay your 6 minutes. Same with Jay Glazer was selling some book or something.
Yeah, he's got a new book out. Yeah, he's got a new book out.
Why is that? Why? And they act like we're doing them the favor. Like Pete said, oh, Kevin James was only available Monday. Well, you're not doing us a favor by coming on. You're going to lose us ratings. Why am I doing you a favor?
Yeah,
the one thing I know from 15 years here. That is, if you put a guest on, almost always it is lower than the rating of not putting a guest on. Sometimes it's even.
Yeah.
It is rarely better than the two hosts talking.
You know,
rarely.
One of the things I heard you say, and we do have to take a break here because this is something else that we've talked about all the time. It's not being late, but we're going to be late, is the putting someone on Zoom for the video views.
Right.
And then diminishing the quality of the radio experience.
Right.
That's something that has driven me nuts over the last couple of months. Because it sounds terrible. And then they do it because you put it up on Twitter. But like, I'm not more inclined to watch a video because I could see someone on a Zoom than if there was a graphic there of their face. Like, I mean, if it's interesting.
You're also doing it for like 2,000 views versus how many hundreds of thousands of people have the radio on.
I always, this is my biggest thing. You've got your things. My biggest thing is like, we forget that right now, still today, the radio show is the most important thing.
Yes.
There are other things that matter, and maybe one day in a number of years they'll say that digital is more important. But as we sit here today, it's the most important thing, and there's a lot of corners that get cut to satisfy these other open mouths that end up hurting the radio quality.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Digital.
Yeah. Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network and the Odyssey app.
Right. Did you say digital?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.